welcome to this Wednesday gathering. It's a live Christian Science teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We're delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those with a computer, our web address is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive. Now, let's begin today's Wednesday Gathering with this singing of hymn number 382. Again, welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is Children Are Thoughts. I shall now be reading from the Authorized or King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Bible, 1 John. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him. And he cannot sin because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that he begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. Isaiah. There shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not filled his days, for the child shall die 100 years old. Genesis. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, bare him no children. And when Abram was 99, the Lord appeared to Abram, and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me, and be thou perfect. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. As for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be, and I will bless her, and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed, and said in his heart, Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. And the Lord visited Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken unto him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Pharaoh said unto Jacob, How old art thou? And Jacob said to Pharaoh, The days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, Gather yourselves together that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel. Simeon and Levi are brethren, instruments of cruelty are in their habitations. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path, that biteth the horse heels, so that his rider shall fall backward. Gad, a troop, shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well whose branches run over the wall. Isaiah, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. St. Matthew. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with a child of the Holy Ghost. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me. Isaiah, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. And now from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Children, spiritual thoughts and representatives of life, truth, and love. Sensual and mortal beliefs, counterfeits of creation, whose better originals are God's thoughts, not in embryo but in maturity. Material suppositions of life, substance, and intelligence opposed to the science of being. In Christian Science, we learn that the substitution of the spiritual for the material definition of a scriptural word often elucidates the meaning of the inspired writer. On this account, this chapter is added. It contains the metaphysical interpretation of Bible terms, giving their spiritual sense, which is also their original meaning. Abraham, fidelity, faith in the divine life and in the eternal principle of being. Children of Israel, the representatives of soul, not corporeal sense, the offspring of spirit, who, having wrestled with error, sin, and sense, are governed by divine science. Dan, Jacob's son. Animal magnetism, so-called mortal mind controlling mortal mind. Error working out the designs of error. One belief preying upon another. Levi, Jacob's son. A corporeal and sensual belief. Mortal man. Denial of the fullness of God's creation. Jacob. A corporeal mortal embracing duplicity, repentance, sensualism. Inspiration. The revelation of science in which the so-called material senses yield to the spiritual sense of life and love. Joseph. A corporeal mortal. A higher sense of truth rebuking mortal belief or error and showing the immortality and supremacy of truth. Pure affection blessing its enemies. Jesus, the highest human corporeal concept of the divine idea, rebuking and destroying error and bringing to light man's immortality. In science, we are children of God. But whatever is of material sense or mortal belongs not to his children. For materiality is the inverted image of spirituality. Mortals are not fallen children of God. They never had a perfect state of being which may subsequently be regained. Mortals will disappear. And immortals, or the children of God, will appear as the only and eternal verities of man. When speaking of God's children, not the children of men, Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is within you." That is, truth and love reign in the real man, showing that man in God's image is unfallen and eternal. Jesus beheld in science the perfect man who appeared to him where sinning mortal man appears to mortals. In this perfect man, the Savior saw God's own likeness, and this correct view of man healed the sick. Jesus loved little children because of their freedom from wrong and their receptiveness of right. While age is halting between two opinions or battling with false beliefs, youth makes easy and rapid strides towards truth. A little girl who had occasionally listened to my explanations badly wounded her finger. She seemed not to notice it. On being questioned about it, she answered ingenuously, "There is no sensation in matter." Bounding off with laughing eyes, she presently added, "Mama, my finger's not a bit sore." It might have been months or years before her parents would have laid aside their drugs or reached the mental height their little daughter so naturally attained. If we were to derive all our conceptions of man from what is seen between the cradle and the grave, happiness and goodness would have no abiding place in man, and the worms would rob him of the flesh. But Paul writes, "The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death." If man flickers out in death or springs from matter into being, there must be an instant when God is without his entire manifestation, when there is no full reflection of the infinite mind. Man in science is neither young nor old. He has neither birth nor death. Even in Christian science, reproduction by spirits, individual ideas, is but the reflection of the creative power of the divine principle of those ideas. The reflection, through mental manifestation, of the multitudinous forms of mind which people the realm of the real, is controlled by mind, the principle governing the reflection. Multiplication of God's children comes from no power of propagation in matter. It is the reflection of spirit. Proportionately, as human generation ceases, the unbroken links of eternal, harmonious being will be spiritually discerned, and man, not of the earth, earthly, but coexistent with God, will appear. Someday, the child will ask his parent, "Do you keep the first commandment? Do you have one God and creator, or is man a creator?" If the father replies, "God creates man through man," the child may ask, "Do you teach that spirit creates materially, or do you declare that spirit is infinite? Therefore, matter is out of the question." Mortals can never understand God's creation while believing that man is a creator. God's children, already created, will be cognized only as man finds the truth of being. Now, this concludes the healing message and the publicly recorded portion of the meeting.